I am Dr. Vic Strasburger. I'm a professor of pediatrics at the University of New Mexico School of Medicine.
I'm Craig Anderson. I am a distinguished professor of psychology at Iowa State University.
I'm Ed Donnerstein, and I'm a professor of communication at the University of Arizona.
We're going to be talking about media, both new and old. A lot of people feel that new media are simply a way of capturing old media, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that to begin with.
That's a very interesting question, one that we've talked about for a number of years now in the video game research literature. And there are a number of differences between older media and video games in particular. The most obvious one is the level of involvement that a player has that a viewer may or may not have. As a player of video games, you are a character in the game. You're actively making decisions about how to respond to other things that are going on in the game, and then you're actively carrying out those decisions by what buttons you push or joysticks you pull or whatever your interface happens to be.
So you would guess that new media, particularly video games, are more powerful, more effective.
We know that active participation in classrooms, active participation in any context that's been studied, leads to deeper learning, better learning, and you're very actively involved in a video game. So if it's a violent game, you are actively choosing particular violent actions to take in response to whatever's going on in the game. If it's a pro-social video game, of which there are a few, you're actively choosing to help other characters out in one way or another. We know people get better at whatever it is they practice, whether it's particular kinds of thought processes, such as learning multiplication tables or making different kinds of decisions. We get better at it as we practice it. And in the new media, you really have to practice whatever the game content is about in order to progress in the game.